Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Child Help, with an office in San Bernardino, is dedicated to eradicating child abuse. Here to tell us more is Kenneth Lange, Assistant Director for Child Help Foster Family Services. Thank you for joining me.
It is my pleasure.
Kenneth, start by telling us, what is Child Abuse Prevention Month?
Child Abuse Prevention Month is actually a month that has been designated to bring awareness to child abuse. In this country, there are an estimated 3 million children in foster care who are put in foster care because of abuse and neglect. So we want to try to bring awareness to it. And obviously, we've been pleased that we have a month that's dedicated to that. It's unfortunate because we would rather not have a month dedicated to, you know, this particular topic. However, this is what we have right now.
Why is this month so important?
It's super important. This month is very, very important because it allows us and it allows people to communicate with some of the issues that are currently going on in our neighborhoods and our communities. And that is child abuse. And sometimes it's a silent but deadly, can be a deadly killer, because in the state of California, like I mentioned, overall in the USA, there's a little over 3 million children that are in foster care. In the state of California, we have about 50 to 60,000 kids in foster care, and about 2,500 children died last year because of child abuse prior to entering foster care. So it's really an important month because we want to bring awareness to people so that people will understand to look out for certain signs that they may see and not to ignore things that they see. They see a child that's, you know, being abused in some kind of way.
What does Child Help do for the month of April?
Child Help has been around since 1959. And one of the things that we do is we definitely look at this particular month, and we have what's called a National Day of Hope, which is on April 3rd. And what we do throughout our agency is everybody takes time and we pause for at least a couple of minutes to remember those children who have passed away from abuse. And each one of our offices, we will light a candle in remembrance and we take a moment of silence. So each office takes a moment of silence. We do have other events where we will dress a certain way, we'll wear a certain color for the particular month, and, you know, just to kind of bring awareness to it. And one of the things that we like to do is make sure that our families and that people in our communities are aware of how they can help children in need with this particular topic.
What can someone do to acknowledge Child Abuse Prevention Month?
A lot of times people can just make sure that they're aware of it. Number one, they can use their social media outlets to post things to make people aware of Child Abuse Prevention Month, because a lot of times people don't really realize it, that it's an ongoing issue and a concern for our young children in this state. So just making people aware of it. Now, one of the things that I'm very pleased to announce is that we do have a program called Foster Care. And one of the things that people can do during this month is they can join our team and become a foster parent. And what that means is that they would be fostering a child that has been removed from a family who's been abusive to that particular child. And they can take care of that child, give that child love and attention that they deserve during this month and even ongoing, because foster care is such a huge need in this society that we have.
I'm speaking with Kenneth Lange, Assistant Director for Child Help Foster Family Services. What's the process for becoming a foster parent?
The process is pretty easy. If people are interested, they can join or go to our website, which is childhelpfosters.org. And by going to that website, they can click on the California location. We have offices here in San Bernardino and also in LA, which we cover the LA County area as well. And they can sign up to become a foster parent with us. And so the process basically means that all you really have to do is have space in your home for a child. You have to be able to clear a criminal background check. And you have to be able to have love that you want to give to a child or to children.
Is there an age requirement to become a foster parent?
The minimum age is 18 years old. I've been doing this work now for a little over 26, 27 years. I've never seen anyone that young come in to become a foster parent, but I have had young adults in their 20s, their early 20s, who've become foster parents who have been very successful with taking in children. And it's a process that kind of continues to go and go and go. And the more that people do it and become aware of something that it's something that most people can do, people become a little bit more interested.
Do you have to be married or live in a large home to become a foster parent?
You do not need to live in a large home. You can be a single person. You can be a couple. If you have space in your home for a crib that can fit in your bedroom, then you can receive a child 0 to 2. If you have an extra bedroom, you can put a twin bed or a bunk bed and you can receive 1 or 2 additional children into the home. So the size of your home doesn't matter. It's really the size of your heart.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That really makes a difference.
What are some of the other requirements to become a foster parent that people should be aware of?
Like I mentioned, you need to be able to pass a background check, a security background check. Make sure that there's no criminal history on your record, especially no criminal history that's had to do with abuse toward any children or any adults. So that's one thing that's really super important that's needed. You will have to pass additional background checks. And I think from there, it's just making sure that you have the space and the love in your heart. Space in your home and love in your heart.
What are some of the qualities that you think make for a great foster parent?
So some of the qualities that I think make really good foster parents are people who have patience, number one, and people who like to give love unconditionally. And I think that that's a very important quality to have, is to be able to love someone unconditionally, because a lot of times children that are in foster care may come into your home, and a lot of times people will want to see the fruits of their of what they've done and the seeds that they've planted, and they want to have that child be able to reciprocate a thank you and things of that nature. And sometimes that doesn't happen. A lot of these children have been so traumatized that they don't know, they've never learned how to thank someone for helping them out. And so what I mean by being able to give unconditional love is being able to do something for someone without any expectations of return of anything back from that other person, especially a child. And sometimes that can be hard to do.
I'm speaking with Kenneth Lange, Assistant Director for Child Help Foster Family Services. There are so many incredible foster agencies out there. What do you think makes Child Help stand out?
One of the things that I think makes Child Help stand out from other agencies is the fact that we have longevity. Our agency has turned 65 years old this year, and our foster family program, our foster care program, has turned 35 years this year. And so our agency was founded by two actresses, Sarah and Yvonne. And between the two of them, they're still both heavily involved. They are two actresses that founded this agency back in 1959. They're still heavily involved. And it's a sense of this agency and this program just gives you a sense of family. They give you a sense of love. So when you come to our program, you feel that love and you feel that that's what we're here for. In fact, one of the things that we have above every door within every Child Help program is, all who enter here will find love. And so that's a quote that we have to put above every single door. So when you come into our door, you will find love. If we have children that are in programs that we put together, those children will also find love.
What are the benefits of being a foster parent?
Some of the benefits of being a foster parent are, like I mentioned, understanding that you're doing something and you're giving of yourself without any kind of expectation of or return of something back from someone. So just imagine being able to hold a newborn baby and understanding that that baby needs love and attention and they need to be held. And for you to be able to do that, that baby can never say thank you for what you've done. And what you have done is something tremendous for that child. And so the benefits of doing this type of work are being able to understand that you have the ability to change a life with just one interaction. So a lot of times, most of us in our adult lives have had people in our past, like school teachers, who maybe made a positive influence on us by saying one thing to us, and we remember it from our childhood. Well, foster parents have that ability with these children. So when these children come into your home, you're giving them unconditional love. You're teaching them how to be good, upstanding citizens in society. And by doing that, that is the return that you will see eventually, that those children will learn those things and be able to pass that on and continue to do that type of thing in the future.
How much training is given to foster parents? I assume it's not just like, here's a kid, go.
Yeah, no. So the training curriculum in Los Angeles, or in San Bernardino, I should say, is what the requirements are 12 hours per year for foster parents to have at least 12 hours per year for a foster parent training. And what we do is we have moved a little bit to more of our electronical stuff. So what we've done is we've created some templates through a website that has been approved by the courts and by the county to make sure that the training classes all pertain to what foster parents need, like trauma-informed care, understanding how to work with children who have been abused, understanding how to work with children with different variables that go on. And so what we do is we have our foster parents take those particular trainings if they've been with us for over a year. When they first come in, there are several trainings. So there's a little bit more than 12 hours in the first year, because they also have to have the 12 hours of required training. But then we also put them through water safety training. They have to have first aid CPR training. And they also have to have Narcan training, which is something new to all of the counties now, where all of our foster homes have to be provided with Narcan, which is the antidote for any type of overdose, because they have seen a spike in this with young adults in foster care have been spiking with overdoses and stuff like that. So we want to make sure that those children are safe as well. Those young adults are safe. So it's a lot of training that's involved in the first year.
I've been speaking with Kenneth Lange, Assistant Director for Child Help Foster Family Services. How can we get more information about Child Help?
So you can visit childhelpfosters.org. And we have a beautiful new website that's kind of unfolded, and you can get as much information there as possible. There is a phone number for our California offices, for our San Bernardino office, and for our Los Angeles office. You can contact us on those numbers. If you'd like to speak to me directly, you can contact me on either one of those numbers. Leave a message and I'll make sure that I get back to you, and I'll be able to give you some additional information if you need it.
And anything else you think we should know?
I think that everybody should, like I said, be aware that this takes place, that child abuse takes place on a daily basis, and that if you see something, say something. A lot of times people nowadays don't really want to get involved in other people's business and different things of that nature. But when it comes to the lives of children, it's really important that if you do see something, that you do say something and you do report it, because these children can't do that all the time and they do need help.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.